Blog Talk Radio. I expect a miracle today.
That's what she said. It's true.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. And I believe God's word is still the same. And I expect a miracle today. The little woman with the issue of blood said to herself, if I can touch but his clothes, I know I will be whole. She pressed through the crowd from behind. She touched his clothes. Her blood began to dry. And she knew she received the miracle she needed that day. The centurion with the servant who was ill heard that Jesus had the power to heal. And he said, Lord, if you just speak the word, I know my servant will be healed. Jesus said, go your way as you believe. You will find your servant healed and free. Because he came expecting a miracle from me. Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. And I believe God's word is still the same. So I expect a miracle today. So if you feel you're at the end of your rope, circumstances don't provide you much hope, but your heart says there's a way. My friend, I know of an anchor secure. The word of God will always stand sure. What he said he would do, if you just expect him to, a miracle can happen to you.
Yes.
So don't be moved by the things that you see, but with your faith just believe that Jesus is the same as he was yesterday. He still works miracles for those who believe. As you speak the word in faith, you will see your whole life begin to change, because he came expecting a miracle. Impossible when you just believe and say. Oh, you should know God's word is still the same. So expect your miracle
Father, we bless you for being a God of miracles. Father God, we come, Father God, in humble submission on this morning to say thank you for another day. Another day, Father God, that you have blessed us to rise and to shine. The miracle in the rising and the shining. It was a miracle for us to wake up, Father, because many people went to bed last night and they are not waking up today. It's a miracle to rise and to shine, Father, with a reasonable portion of strength and health. Even if we are laying here waiting for somebody else to get us out of bed, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father God, for your blessings. Every day we embrace the gifts of this day, Father. We thank you, Father God, for we realize it's not a COVID-19 vaccine that's keeping us alive. How dare us? How dare us, Father? People are getting vaccines and dying the next day, the same day. Car accidents, bullet wounds, heart attacks. Father God, it's for the goodness of the Lord. And we come to say we will bless you at all times, Father. We do not forget where our blessings come from. We honor you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We praise you. And Father God, we confess every sin of omission and commission. And we thank you for forgiving us and cleansing us, Father, and giving us another opportunity. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, and we thank you for the miracle. The miracle, Father God. The earth just curling around in orbit with the galaxy and everything's in order. The stars in the Milky Way. Father God, it's a miracle. It's all a miracle. Our creation is a miracle. Our life is a miracle. Every day is a miracle. Our heartbeat is a miracle. We take for granted the number of thousands of times that our heart beat a week. If our heart skipped one beat, we would be crippled forever. If we even survive. Forgive us for being spiritually arrogant. Forgive us for being ungrateful. Forgive us, Father. For the earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. So we just want to come say thank you for one more day. God, we don't know what this day holds. We claim not, Father God. We don't know, but one thing we do know is we know the man who holds the day, and that's you. All power is in your hand. You can do what you want to do when you feel like doing it. You're in charge, Father God. COVID-19 is not in charge. Cancer, leukemia, and gun violence is not in charge. Those who run the White House is not in charge. The mafia is not in charge. You're in charge. And we know it, Father, and we pray for those, Father God, who don't. Those who are ignorant. Those who refuse the truth. They think it's in the food they eat. They think it's in their bank account or who they're married to or where they live or their exercising regimen or whatever, Father, got them hooked on a lie. Father, we pray that you would unhook the lie. Unhook the lie this day. And this is our prayer. Here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. And we say thank you. Thank you, God. Lord, we thank you that your word will not return unto you void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. And so we just say thank you for this service today, Father. Thank you. And Lord, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. The kingdom, the power, and the glory. Both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. TGIF. Today, God is first. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership. where Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners chiming in for the first time. Welcome, 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 welcome. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord. Amen. So please enjoy the services on today to the extent you keep on coming back. We meet on this platform 7 days a week, lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. We also have our altar of prayer where we meet for prayer, Bible study, spiritual warfare training. Amen. Please come and join us. Visit our website at www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. And we bless be the name of the living God. All right, all right, all right. I am Pastor Alfreda. Amen. Bradford out of Philadelphia woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. We pray that everybody's excited because we have something to be excited for, beloved. We are living in the worst of times, and it's going to get worse because the Bible tells us that. Nevertheless, beloved, we are also living in the best of times, and it's going to get better. Because the Bible tells us that. Hey, my God. You know why we living in the best of times and it's going to get better? Because Jesus coming back. Ah, he coming, he coming, he coming. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You best believe he coming, baby. Ah, let me tell you something. And we ain't going to be found getting ready, but we going to be ready. It's like when you call Uber. Anybody ever call Uber for a ride? Because you know you can't be late because they'll charge you. And your app tell you that they just 30 seconds away, they 1 minute, or they outside, and what you do? You just step on out your house and get in the car. Why? Because you ready. You're not telling the Uber driver, wait till I put my wig on, wait till I wash the dishes, no, wait till I vacuum. No! You ready. And that's how it's going to be when the Lord come back for his church. We ain't going to have to go back and ask nobody to forgive us. We ain't gonna have to ask God to do nothing, glory, but do nothing. I said we ready. Ah, my God, just waiting for the Uber driver. Hallelujah! But this here won't be no Uber driver. He is the King of Kings and He is the Lord of Lords. Amen. And so we bless God, beloved. I said all that to say that today is a good day. I don't care what you're going through. I don't want to be insensitive or seem to be insensitive, but just hear me. Regardless of what you're going through, beloved, it could be worse. That's how you got to look at things to stay focused. That's how you got to look at things. It could be worse. It can't be no worse. Oh, really? All right, well, let's have your funeral today. It can't be no worse. It can't be no worse. So if we was burying you, putting you 6 feet under yesterday, you wouldn't know what was going on here anyhow. Don't tell me it can't be no worse. The one man complained about the pain in his leg. The other man, he turned around, didn't have no legs. Don't tell me it can't get no worse. My family this, my family that. Okay, well, what about Brother Joe, who ain't had no family? Beloved, it could always be worse. Glory be to God. I got COVID-19. Well, you ain't died from it because you're still living. Yeah, quarantine yourself for 10 days, whatever. Go take the test again and keep taking it. I had one person, amen, they diagnosed them with COVID-19 for a month. They had three tests. Every time they went, they said, you still got it. You still got it. You still got it. Just keep going back. Like the widow woman, just keep going back. Every 10 days, I'm going back. Saints, is our attitude. It's our attitude. Amen. As a man or a woman thinketh, so are they. In Jesus' name. Well, turn your attention this morning to the book of 2 Kings. 2 Kings, I'm going to read two verses in chapter 2. 2 Kings, chapter 2. And it reads like this, verse number 23. Verse number 23. Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And he went out from thence unto Bethel,
And as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city and mocked him and said unto him, go up, you bald head. Go up, you bald head. Verse 24. And he turned back and looked on them, and he cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth two she-bears out of the wood and tore 42 children of them. And he went from thence to Mount Carmel, and from thence he returned to Samaria. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Beloved, we're still in our teaching. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to title this one today, Amen, God's man and God's message. Amen, God's woman and God's message. Amen. Hallelujah. Encouraging you, amen, to move forward in the Lord. In our scripture today, beloved, out of 2 Kings, amen, 2, chapter 2, verse 23 and 25, it tells about the prophet Elisha. When Elisha, amen, was on the mission, amen, to do the will of the Lord, to do the work of the Lord, to carry a message from the Lord, beloved, the Bible says there were 42 little children. Now, beloved, in the Hebrew, that word little children is ne'ar, ne'ar, amen. So really it could be defined as people up to the age of 40 years old. They wasn't little toddlers, a little 2-3 year old. They could have been up to 40 years old. And the Bible says, beloved, that they attacked the man of God, and they attacked the man of God's message. When they called him bald head, amen, it really did not necessarily mean that Elisha did not have any hair on his head, beloved. That term, beloved, in the Hebrew, signified a worthless fellow. Okay, so if they consider someone worthless, they will call them bald head. In either case, beloved, it was a term of contempt. They was coming against the man of God. So what we have to see here, beloved, amen, is that when they insulted the man of God, they insulted God. And under Satan's influence, beloved, attacking God's man, under Satan's influence, they were attacking God's man, Elisha, and his message. See, they was attacking the word. And they was also attacking what God was attempting to do. So that's why this situation here was serious, beloved. When we look in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12, write this scripture down, beloved, in your notebook. It's a very, very important one that you don't want to forget. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse 12 says this. We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. 13. And to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace among yourselves. See? You see, that's the word of God. That's the will of God. God's not going to violate his word or his will, amen, for 42 youngins or for anybody else. So here, beloved, they insulted the man of God. Amen. This is why, amen, we can't have our feet on the seat, beloved. Can't have our feet on the seat. These attacks, beloved, amen, are typical of the schemes and the methods, see, which Satan uses every day to nullify the ministry of God's saints and the work of God. Satan attacks the message, which is the word, all right? He comes for the word immediately, amen, tells us in the book of Mark, And not only does Satan attack the word, he attacks the messenger or both. He gonna get the messenger and the word. He gonna steal the stimulus check from the mailman and beat up the mailman while he's taking the check. Satan seeks to discourage the teacher. He wants, his MO is to bring the spirit of discouragement into the one that's carrying the word. Or Satan is so shrewd because he don't play fair. He don't like none of God's children. He will attack the teacher, or he may attack those who are hearing the message. So in today's time, they might not call you bald head. If you're bald head, they might call you bald head. Amen. But what Satan does is he seeks to call attention to little petty issues. He seeks to call attention to circumstances or misunderstandings. Satan seems to call attention to focus on personalities and idiosyncrasies. He may call attention even to physical appearance. It can be almost anything, beloved. But it's a means to a benchhead where Satan seeks to launch one attack after another and to get people's eye off the Lord and close their ears to the word of God. Beloved, we must be very careful that we do not cooperate with Satan and throw fuel into his fires. Now, some might hear this story about Elijah and say, oh my God, he cursed the people. Why did he curse them? Glory be to God. And they said, that's a little harsh. That was a little harsh for the minister to put a curse on the people. Well, beloved, you know we like to look at scripture. On occasion, God and his leaders acted harshly in order to impress upon man the seriousness of life and the seriousness of God and his word. Hey, y'all remember Ananias and Sapphira in the New Testament? Husband and wife, both of them dropped dead a couple minutes after the other. Maybe you consider that a little harsh. Earlier this week, we spoke about how God struck Miriam, amen, with leprosy for 7 days, huh? Because she came up against Moses, the leader. Maybe you consider that a little harsh. Yesterday, we saw how King Jeroboam, his arm shrunk. I mean, God actually shrunk his arm from long to short, from an arm to a nub, huh? When he came against the man of God. We saw how God opened up the earth and squalor Korah and the whole crew. Houses, lands, and everything. He just opened up the earth and they all just went on down to hell. Maybe you consider that a little harsh. Why? Because they came up against the man of God. We saw yesterday Adonijah, amen, who was David's son. He lost his life. Why? Because he was coming up against Solomon, and glory be to God, and put his mouth on David and Solomon, amen, in the conspiracy, amen, to steal the throne. Now today, beloved, we see where Elijah, amen, glory be to open his mouth, amen, put a curse, amen, on those who offended him, and 42 people died. God don't play. Oh, God don't play, baby. You say, well, I was just playing. Oh, really? Well, let's help you out right now. You might be playing, but God ain't. Let's look at what Elijah did not do when he was approached by these 42 people, beloved, putting their mouth on him. Number one, he did not turn and he did not run. He did not argue with them. He did not run after them. He did not compromise his message. He was not acting or reacting out of self-love or anxiety or self-defense. See, from the standpoint of his ego or his pride. Both of us would have pulled out our license to carry and swung that around a little bit. Another thing Elijah did not do, he did not complain to the Lord. Or, better yet, he did not want to throw in the towel. Because you know, beloved, so many people say, that's it. That's it. It's over. That's it. I quit. I ain't taking this. Elijah didn't do none of that. But, beloved, we see in the Word of God where he simply ignored their words. He ignored their actions, and he ignored their attitudes. Why? Because he knew that God was going to handle it for him. Write this scripture down. Psalms 143:11-12. Look what it says. O Lord, for the sake of your reputation, revive me. Because of your justice, rescue me from trouble. Verse 12. As a demonstration of your loyal love, destroy my enemies. Alienate all who threaten my life, for I am your servant. That's the word of God, beloved. God, Exodus 15:2 tells us that God is a man of war. God said he will be a friend to your friends, and God will be an enemy to your enemies. He said, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. So Elijah knew that God was going to handle this for him. See? So he didn't do any of those things. But let's take a minute and look and see what Elijah did do. He took up his armor. Ah, my God, Jesus. And he cursed them, not in the name of Elijah, but he cursed them in the name of the Lord. Beloved. Now, let's talk a little bit about this cursing so we can see now. Because this is not a cursing or reviling for reviling, amen, as stated in 1 Peter 2:23. Write the scripture down. 1 Peter 2:23 says this. When he was maligned, when he was cursed, he did not curse back. He did not answer back. When he suffered, beloved, he did not threaten, no retaliation. Mm-hmm. But look what Jesus did do. He committed himself to God who judges justly. Oh, God gonna handle it for you, saints. Saints, God gonna handle it for you. So when the Bible tells that Elijah cursed these 42 people, it does not mean to swear with vile words, beloved. Matter of fact, when we look at that word curse in the Hebrew, it means galal. See? And that word means a removal or lowering from the place of blessing. It means now it was the absence of blessing. It was the reversal of the blessing. It was the removal of a blessed state or rightful position, which brings God's protection, provisions, and blessing. The blessing wasn't there no more. The protection wasn't there no more. The principle is very simple, beloved. Without God's blessed salvation and protection, we all stand cursed. Y'all remember the book of Job? The moment God removed his wall of protection from Job, Satan attacked him, and he wreaked havoc in Job's life. Once that wall of protection is down, beloved, we're doomed. And that's what happened here. Amen. Elijah, amen, removed that protection over these 42 people. Why? Because Elijah, as a prophet, he saw their hardened heart. He saw their rebellious condition. He saw that they was unresponsive to correction. Some people are unresponsive to correction. This is why the word says, and then the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience, because you ain't listening. And rebellion is as witchcraft. Now, some people, amen, they will repent right away. Brother David repented right away. Nathan approached him. He said, yep, it's me. All right, I'm caught. I'm coming out with my hands up. Father, forgive me. Some other people, oh, no. They ain't hearing it. They don't believe it. And so Elijah, he was a prophet. He knew this. So, beloved, in the name of the Lord and by his authority, oh, my God. Beloved, this is why God said, don't curse them. Why do you think God tell you to bless your enemies and don't curse your enemies? You ever thought about that? Well, let me help you out since we're running a little late on time here. That's because you got the power to do so. You have the power in your mouth to put a blessing or a curse, beloved, on someone, amen, glory be to God, and that is legitimate. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth, you loose in earth. In the name of the Lord, by his authority, what Elijah did, he simply turned them over to the Lord. That's all he did. All he did was turn them over to the Lord and to their own devices. And when he did that, that had the effect of removing them from even the common protection of God. Elijah probably said something like, well, you know what? Okay. May God deal with you according to what you deserve. He might have said something like that. Or he might have said, may you be cursed for your sins of rebellion. He might have said something like that. We don't know what he said. But whatever he said worked, beloved. Why? Because, beloved, the Lord wanted to prove a vital truth. Because God is a God of truth. And he wanted to prove a vital truth, beloved. Glory be to God. That number one, without the Lord, there is no protection. And that blasphemy of God's servants and his word in order to hinder God's message is serious business. Oh, it's serious. It's serious. Now, beloved, I want you to see this here as I wrap up this morning. The Bible says that look, he said here, glory be to God. Then look at it yourself. Amen. Glory be to God. And verse number 25, look at it yourself. He says, verse number 24. And he said he turned back. He looked on them and he cursed them in the name of the Lord. You see that? He didn't curse them in the name of Elijah because Elijah ain't got no power. He cursed them in the name of the Lord and the Lord backed him up. And there came forth two she-bears, two female bears. Oh, wow. I love watching the Animal Kingdom. That's one of my favorite channels on cable. Oh, I love the history of animals. I just love it. Any type of animal. She-bears. Them female bears is vicious. Baby, you better off with a male bear than a female bear. Two female bears came out, beloved, of the woods and tore up 42 people. Now, this is what I want you to see. Elijah didn't call the bears. God did. Elijah didn't call the two female bears. God did. It wasn't three bears. It wasn't Papa Bear, Mama Bear, Baby Bear. Y'all know the story about the three bears. No, it wasn't the three bears, baby. It was two female bears, and they tore up 42 people. Tore them up. Beloved, I got one more scripture I want to share with you right now. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's spirit lives in you? If someone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. I'm going to read that again. If someone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. God's going to send the bears, baby. God's going to send the rattlesnake. For God's temple is holy, which is what you are, beloved. They not only came against Elijah, they came against the message, glory be to God, that he was carrying. They were coming against his mission, beloved. And when they was coming against Elijah, what they didn't realize is they was coming against God. When you come against God's people, you come against God. When you come against God's leader, you are coming against God. And you think they would have learned the lesson, the world would have learned, but still, Father God, people, amen, are still taking it lightly. But God does not take it lightly, beloved, when we ignore his word or when we hinder its propagation in the world, among his people. This is serious business. God caused Paul and Silas was locked up in jail. God caused an earthquake. I don't know what it was on the Richter scale, but all I know, baby, it was serious. Doors flying open, the graves, the land. God caused an earthquake. Beloved, let me say this to you today. As believers, you should expect opposition. The more we move out for the Lord, the more attacks we may face from our adversary through his various schemes. Matter of fact, beloved, the scripture tells us that everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ will be persecuted. But what we need today and what we need to put on our prayer list, beloved, is we need more people like Elijah. Those who will stand fast and act in biblical ways. Whenever folks coming up against you, this leave it to God. Leave the results to God. Oh, leave the results to God. There's only one person in all my 45 years that I had to curse in the name of the Lord. There's only one person. And God backed me up. Why? Because they was trying to hinder the fulfillment of the ministry. Hinder, amen, God's word. Hinder, glory be to God. God is going to handle it. I didn't send that heart attack to that person. I didn't send it. Well, first it was two brain aneurysms, and then the heart attack. Then they was in a coma for 6 months. And then they had a heart attack to boot, and they finally buried her. I didn't do none of that. That's God's business. And you can't even, you just got to just let God handle. You can't be checking in to see, did they die yet? No. Because I'm going to tell you the truth, when it came down to it, glory be to God, I was praying for the person. Even though it was a devil on the deathbed dying. Oh, he was a devil. I prayed for him. I did. I don't know if he got saved or not, but I prayed for him. Same way Moses did. Same way Moses prayed for Miriam. I prayed. See? And you got to do that anyhow, beloved. See, you got to pray for your enemies, but you got to also let them know that what they're doing ain't cool. What you're doing ain't cool. It ain't all right. Beloved, as Elijah, as we see in his demonstration here, and then we read about our brother Paul, and I say to you today, we need to move forward in our goals, move forward in our ministries, move forward in our missions, while always trusting God to make a way and trusting God to remove the obstacles. God is going to remove the obstacles. I was telling someone, glory be to God, amen, hallelujah. My husband wasn't all that nice to me. I'm single now for about 20 years. He was like a little jack on a Mr. High, you know, he said he was saved and this and that. He wasn't really that nice to me. He dead now. And I ain't kill him. I was dating someone else. Y'all know the story. I tell y'all about it. Amen. Glory be to God. The Muslim guy got caught up in that. Da-da. He wasn't all that nice to me. He really wasn't. I ain't kill him. He dead too. It seemed like God just killed him. Looked like God would kill him. Why? Because you're trying to stop, amen, me from moving forward, and I didn't even know I was moving forward. I didn't even know I was moving forward. Because I wasn't all that I should have been either. But see, but God looks at your future. God don't look at you like you are right now. God look at you where he taking you. That's why you can't judge people and put people down. Some of them, they ain't nothing, they ain't nobody, because you don't know what God's will is for them. Paul was holding the coats of Christians. And he wrote, ended up writing 2/3 of the New Testament. Gideon was out there hiding in the field, and God called him a mighty man of valor. Moses was a murderer on the backside of the desert, and glory be to God, and God used him, amen, to deliver the Israelites, glory be to God, and wrote his name in the book. Paul says, God kill him. So I remember that, amen, in case I decide to get married again, in case I decide to do that, amen, hallelujah, I got a couple people looking at me. Yeah, you looking at me and I'm looking at the Lord. Amen. I'm just going to let him know. Amen. Hallelujah. When it get a little, if it ever get a little serious, that all the men in my life, they die if they don't treat me right. Gotta kill them. Gotta kill them. Father God, look here, saints. My point is this. Move forward. Move forward. Stop making excuses. Stop making excuses. It's so hard. The baby, God gonna handle that. Just keep moving forward. Do like Elijah. Just keep moving forward. Keep carrying the gospel. Keep praying. Keep giving. Keep fasting. Keep serving. Keep doing right. And it's just a matter of time. Just a matter of time. Haman thought he had Mordecai. He said, yeah, boy, you going down. And look who went down first. Some of the main ones are looking you to fall. God said when they lay one net, they might as well lay two. Because guess who's going to be the one stepping in the net? Not you. When they dig one hole, they might as well dig two. Because guess who's going to be the one who fall in the hole? It ain't going to be you. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. He didn't say the weapon wasn't going to be formed. But one thing he said, it definitely wasn't going to prosper. God going to handle your enemies. Stop losing sleep. Wonder what they gonna do next and what they up to, huh? That ain't your business. That's God's business. Because when they come against a child of God, they coming against God. Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Why you think God said that? Because he had nothing else to say? You think he's sitting in heaven bored? I know some men and women right now, they'll kill you. If you mess with one of their children, and y'all know it's true because I'm probably talking to you. All of us. That's that motherly and fatherly instinct. Out there fighting with our children, fighting for the children, you know, covering our children, very protective of our children. No, we got to keep that in balance because, look, that's that motherly and fatherly instinct. God said, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children. God said, if you do that for your children, what you think I'm going to do for you? Baby, God got your back. God got your back. Just make sure your sins are forgiven because the curse causeless will not come. The curse causeless will not come. Glory be to God. When they went to New York, glory be to God, and they're up there to visit those witch doctors and voodoo doctors, amen, about 15 years ago, glory be to God, it was two of them that went from Philadelphia to New York, amen, glory be to God, and while they were there in the seance or whatever they did, amen, they were going to send all this black magic to me, amen, because of a business deal that went bad, amen, glory be to God, and the one person couldn't wait to call Elder Valerie Carte. Y'all know her. Mm-hmm, yeah, uh-huh. Ask Valerie Carte. They said, Elder Valerie Carte, they said, Alfreda, I wasn't a pastor at that time. They said, who's her God? They said, what you mean? So she told them I was saved, blah, 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 blah. And they told her that at this seance or wherever they was, the two of them called themselves coming to get me. One of them dropped dead on the scene. And because of that, the other person gave his life to Christ. Beloved, I come to tell you, amen, that God got you. Bless that food and eat it. Bless that juice and drink it. He said you can drink poison and it won't affect you. Why? Because God got you. And when he gets finished and you learning what he wants you to learn, glory be to God, and grooming you and training you and reigning, see, because God only allowed it to happen, amen, so you can learn something, then you know what God going to do? Then he's going to turn around, he's going to take your enemies out. He said, I gave Issa and Sheba up for you, Ethiopia and Sheba up for you. God's going to turn around and take your enemies out after their purposes have been fulfilled. That ain't your business, saints. That ain't your business. That's God's business. Move forward. Stop making excuses why you can't do what God is calling you to do. He said they might come against you one way, but they gonna flee seven ways. Go! I know God is calling me to the nations. I already know. I thank God for these weeks and months, and he's helping me to process this. I already know that Pastor Bradford going to be in Africa or wherever. Pastor Charles already told me there's a group, a tribe of people in Africa, amen, that's sitting there and that watches our broadcast every day down that we are on Media TV. He said, I couldn't shut the program down on Friday. I had to go out my way and make sure that he said, because there's a tribe of people for Pastor Bradford waiting to hear your message. I already know God already told me I got to travel. I just don't know who's traveling with me. I think I know about two or three of you right here that might be traveling with me. I don't know. I'm waiting for God to confirm it. But I already know I got to go. I know Erica got to go too. So what? So I can't allow nothing to stop me. I can't hide under a bed. When situations come, people start to talk it, this and that and that. Well, you got to make up your mind. I'm going where he's sending me. Beloved, my bags is packed. Spiritually, I'm packed. He had me go through the houses and got stuff in storage. And this, I know what God is doing. So when he said go, I got to go. And I'm not going by myself. Beloved, you got to make up your mind that you're going where he's sending you. And maybe it's not in Africa. Maybe it's next door. Maybe it's around the corner. on the other side of the city. You got to make up your mind. You're going. Wait a minute. We send you. Anybody come in your way, they know that's between them and God. That's just between them and God. Keep moving forward, saints. Keep moving forward. God has a plan to bring you to an expected end. And God will provide where he guides. God is going to do this thing for you. Amen. Trust him. Trust and believe today. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God as it has come forth. Whew, Father God, forgive us for hindering your message, Father. Forgive us. Forgive me, Father God. Forgive us. We have put our mouths on people. We didn't know what we were talking about. If those 42 people knew what they was doing, they would have never said nothing about Elijah. Marion would have never said nothing about Moses. Ananias and Sapphira would have never lied to Peter. Sometimes we do things, God, and we don't even know the consequences, the spiritual significance. God, help us to keep our mouth shut until it's time to speak. And then when we speak, help the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts to be acceptable to you. So first of all, we want to ask you to forgive us for where we have crossed the line, Father. And Father God, then now we pray for those who have crossed the line. God, we're really not that offended because they talk about us, because we don't talk about people. And we just reaping what we sow, but we learned our lesson before it was too late. Help them to learn theirs before it's too late, God. And if we're going to talk about anybody, let's talk about Jesus. Let's talk about Jesus, God. God, they say small minds talk about people. Average minds talk about events. Big minds talk about ideas and talk about the word. Help us, Father, to do better. And we put our enemies in your hand, Father. We put our enemies in your hand. Thank you. God, you're touching somebody's heart right now, Father God, to sow into this ministry, which is going to be enough money for us, Father God, to do everything you've called us to do. You already showed me that. One person got the loot. They don't even realize, Father God, they're not working against Pastor Bradford. They're working against you because they're hindering, Father God, but nothing is going to hinder what you have already ordained. And if somebody got to fly in from China with a suitcase, they on their way. And we just want to say thank you for it, God. In Jesus' name, bless, Father God, hallelujah, the altar of prayer today as we meet. Anoint the prayer warriors to pray under the unction of the Holy Ghost. Father God, as we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity. We cancel premature death. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and our Savior, Father God, we cancel bad news, we cancel tears, we cancel sorrow, we cancel it. It will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. Oh, Father God, save our enemies. Father God, we got the power to curse them in your name if you lead us to curse them. We can't just go around cursing people, but Father God, if you lead us to curse them, we can, Father God, but we prefer to bless them. And we ask that you will give them the will to be saved and to repent and to turn from their wicked ways and to serve you in spirit and in truth. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. All right, saints, that's it. Okay, bless the Lord. Amen. We will be at the altar. I'm talking to the Lord right now. The Lord is trying to tell me something in reference to our service tomorrow. In reference to our service tomorrow, we might open it up for open testimonies. We might. But the Lord is talking to me. He's talking to me about tomorrow, and he's talking to me about Saturday, and he's going to make it plain to me, and whatever the Lord say, we're going to do. Amen. And so we bless be the name. So be prepared for a testimony if you have one. Amen. Glory be to God. Be prepared to share it. Amen. Or however the Lord is going to lead us. All right. Amen. If you're a first-time visitor, we want to hear from you. We want to hear. I was reading the email yesterday. Amen. Glory be to God. somebody encouraged through our ministry. Amen. Oh, my God. We must have a couple of hundred people that are signed on to our website. They want our blog. They want this. They want that. Most of them, I will admit, are from Africa. The majority of them are from Africa. Amen. We have sinned. And I thank God. I feel different. I said, somebody's shoe. And they say, what's the girl named? Paula White. Paula White called for the seven angels from Africa with reference to President Trump. I don't know what that was about. But all I know, them people praying for me from Africa and joining in with y'all guys' prayer, all I know is I feel different. Shoo. Y'all keep praying. Africa. Y'all keep praying for Pastor Brad because God doing something. Lord, the Lord is sitting in heaven. He's laughing, beloved. Stop being so staunch. Amen. And laugh. Amen. Laugh sometime. Laugh at yourself. Amen. Be joyful. The joy of the Lord is our strength. All right. We're going to meet you at the altar prayer at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock, Lord's willing. All right. And then tomorrow we'll see what the Lord wants you to do. And then Bible study tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. All right. That's it. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody have a beautiful day, a glorious day, a victorious day. Amen. And prepare to move forward and keep moving. Stop making excuses. Don't worry about the people. Hey, okay, this is your assignment. This is your assignment. Find a scripture where one angel, just one, killed 185,000 people in one night. You think COVID-19 is something. Find it. It's in there. I ain't giving it to you. That's your homework. The one angel killed 185,000 people in one night. And you scared of somebody? And you scared of somebody? Shoot. We can't lose with the God that we choose. Father God, we say thank you. Now unto him was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. And the church said, amen again. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord.
Miracle today.
That's what she's saying, it's true.
Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. And I believe God's word is still the same. And I expect a miracle today. The little woman with the issue of blood said to herself, if I can touch but his clothes, I know I will be whole. She pressed through the crowd from behind. She touched his clothes, her blood began to dry, and she knew she received the miracle she needed that day. The centurion with the servant who was ill heard that Jesus had the power to heal, and he said, Lord, if you just speak the word, I know my servant will be healed. Jesus said, go your way as you. A miracle from me. Oh, I expect a miracle today.
Wow.
For nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. And I believe God's word is still the same. So a miracle today. So if you feel you're at the end of your rope, circumstances don't provide you much hope, but your heart says there's a way. My friend, I know of an anchor secure. The word of God will always stand sure. What he said he will do, if you just expect him to, a miracle can happen to you.
Yes.
So don't be moved by the things that you see, but with your faith just believe that Jesus is the same as he was yesterday. He still works miracles for those who believe. As you speak the word in faith, you will see your whole life begin to change, because he came expecting a miracle from me. So do you expect your miracle today? For nothing is impossible when you just believe and say. Oh, you should know God's word is still the same. So expect your miracle today. I expect my miracle.
Do you expect your miracle?
My miracle today.
Wow.
Bless the Lord, saints. Move forward. Don't let the insult stop you. Amen. God got you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda signing out. Love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen.